seeker stage and know exactly where you're currently at. And then we give you suggestions for where you're currently at and start with that. And then as you start with that, add more and more and more. And when you got a negative thought or something happening, get in there, give that love. Give, you know, I'm in there. I'm a human being just like everybody else. I'm a spirit having a human experience again for many, many times in this 3D situation here. But go in there and do that. It takes your mind off of your worries and it puts your mind in the right, in your body, in your soul, in the right frequency, in your spirit. And that's what makes it so exciting because, you know, yes, the divine is building this for everybody, but I also feel that this has been built for Brother Brad, Sister Honey, and myself, and all the people that we know, on top of all you brothers and sisters and all your family. I am in there doing my affirmations in the morning to the evening. I stop, and then I go back after the morning to the evening and at the end of the day. So I'm going through there two times, picking up my cell phone, going through this thing. It's beautiful on the cell phone, and utilizing it to help me increase my frequency and continue to ascend with earth and heaven and all the things that are going on. So wanted to say that before we got started here, and don't go anywhere because we're going to come back and we're going to get into talking about the portal more and answering questions. So.
Perfect.
You muted yourself, Brother Brad.
Two people, thank you, to acknowledge in our chats right now. We have Tina M. in Florida, fellow seeker, says, I love you all separately and now together with divine love and light. And to Abby Jones, descendant of Charles Carroll of Carrollton, one of the founding fathers of America, no less. It says, God bless us, everyone, and a good afternoon to you new earth light bringers. So with that said, and thank you all, here we go now. The sneak peek behind the scenes to her first ever on this day of lasting achievements. Welcome to Step Into Your Power. First, click request to join or sign in and unleash your greatness. Welcome to the Power Portal. Here to support your spiritual and emotional growth at every stage of your journey. The Power Portal helps regulate your nervous system and reconnect you to inner truth. It provides a living, energetic space, not just static content. It offers flexible structure so you can move along at your soul's pace. Here in the Power Portal, you are connected with a conscious, awake community, so you don't have to rise alone. Welcome to the Prayer Circle. Here, you're in a sacred space where you're held without needing to explain, to perform, or to be perfect. This space is also about frequency-based
healing. It is tuned to a specific vibrational need, guiding you through support, the release, healing, unification of, or expansion of your dreams, desires, people, places, and things. It is about collective coherence. You become part of a living resonance, amplifying intention, love, miracles across time and space, and finally, a soul-centered belonging. It's a reminder you're not alone. You are part of something sacred, and we congratulate you for being here. And the practice portal, where you will find you can tap into the 7-day free guided meditation, activation, and affirmation series for manifestation. Again, this gently introduces you to meditation if you've never practiced before. It pairs spoken affirmations with the sound of energy to rewire your frequency. It infuses each session with Reiki, healing energy, and frequency-based music, creating daily space for your clarity, your calm, and your nervous system for its realignment. This helps you reconnect to your truth, your body, and your inner power in just minutes a day. You have a PDF format for downloadable. You can listen online or watch these directly in this affirmation series together. You know, sound doesn't just travel through us, it reorganizes us. Frequencies like 432 Hertz, 528 Hertz, and harmonic solfeggio tones produce sacred geometric patterns and reduce anxiety in the body, bringing it into a recalibration for manifestation from your heart space. In group settings, harmonic sound increases coherence shared between the brainwave states of others around you, amplifying the effect of a benevolent outcome. We know meditation increases gray matter, it improves focus, it regulates the nervous system, and lowers cortisol. It rewires the default mode network, that part of your brain associated with self-judgment and worry. Even just 7 minutes a day over 1 week has been shown to improve emotional resilience and sleep, as per Harvard Medical School. When spoken affirmations activate this ventromedial prefrontal cortex, the region tied to self-identity and motivation, regular repetition changes subconscious beliefs by repatterning the neural pathways. Affirmations work faster when paired with sound and breath and when experienced in community fields. healing in community boosts outcomes across spiritual and psychological domains and planes. Group meditation synchronizes brainwaves and heart rhythms, like HeartMath Institute calls this global coherence. Just being in resonance with others, focused on love and healing and wholeness, increases the biofield regulation of our body, immune function, and feelings of purpose and belonging. And yes, it supports your healing, your manifestation, and your rising. You don't need to try to manifest anything during this series. The field will naturally begin releasing what's in the way. The nervous system will calm enough to receive, and the soul will begin remembering the path forward. That's how your power returns. This is how healing is expedited. This is how benevolent dreams find their way in, not through striving, but through surrender to the universe, through structure and sacred sound. Ultimately, this is not seven meditations, it's seven recalibrations to your rhythm, to your worth, to your soul's original blueprint. You don't need to know how to do it, you just need to show up, and this field will do the rest.
So good. Yeah.
Beautiful, Brother Brad. What do we got? A few, let's show a couple good comments, some beautiful comments. First, Tommy saying, Brad, you did a good job on this video, but also Brother Eric, this is freaking awesome. Thank you so much. Sister Mindy, grateful for this beautiful, magical situation. I mean, just so many people. Reminds me of Scroll to the Parasophia Gnostic Writings. Awesome. I mean, so many people. I'm looking at the community and I'm looking at the comments coming in, and then looking at the comments coming in from where we're broadcasting. So many beautiful souls out there. So many people that are going to bring more beautiful energy into this step into your power portal, spiritual portal. I'm so freaking excited. I was getting energy like crazy off that video. And sending it back to everybody watching it live and also everybody who will watch this in the future.
Mm-hmm. That was such a beautiful explanation.
It was.
And we're going back to our divine blueprint right now. Humanity is. And all that information is starting to come out. But what does that really mean? And I think that's really going to be shown in this community. And we're basically going through this all together. The where we go one, we go all is really true, whether you do it in a body or out of a body. And I think it's really important that we know that, and that we know that we are one, and that we know that we have won this war. And now we can go forward in a much softer and kinder way and start to explore who we really are. So I'm really excited for this, and I could feel it immediately when it was brought to me as a possibility. So super excited. Thank you guys.
It is beautiful. And again, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I tell people, hey, I put prayers in there. I had a situation go on with my beautiful wife, Cindy, who went to the hospital at night. A guy who's been her friend since baby almost birth. He took her to the hospital. I got right into the prayer circle. Boom. I launched the prayer. People started praying for her. People that weren't in there yet, I got them on the WhatsApp. There is power in prayer. It's scientifically documented. There's power in meditation, where five people went into a city and meditated, and the crime rate has dropped. It has plummeted. This is not something that's not 100%. This is more real than anything else out there. It truly is. This prayer, this meditation, the frequency, this ascension, This is the most realest thing that we've got currently in our lives. I mean, really, with all this noise that we've got going on, you now have a place to come home, mm-hmm. brothers and sisters, and start giving what you want. You know, give the love, give the prayers. I'll say this. I say it once. You're going to hear me say it probably a million times as you come in and you're coming to the lives and you're seeing more stuff. You got to give what you want. You know, you're going to give what you get. And that's why you got to be careful what you say about yourself and others. Do not focus on the negativity. Focus on the positivity. So important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is.
So, Brother Brad, we wanted to talk about, I was going to talk a little bit, Sister Honey was going to talk more about the power portal, and then you were going to talk about more of the practice portal, which, my goodness gracious, the tools in there for spiritual awakening and frequency, increasing your vibration in a positive way. There, I don't know if there, you two had said to me, Jim, because I'm a perfectionist a little bit, you know, I got that little bit of thing going on. And you two said to me the other day, Brother Jimmy, there's nothing out there like what we put together here. There's nothing out there. And that makes me feel really good. And it's only, again, the beginning. So I'm so excited. You know, the prayer circle, we're going to have group prayers. We're going to have live group prayers where we're all praying together in number. When you pray together in number, the power is unbelievable. The healings, the financial blessings, the everything just comes pouring in for people. So we will be having those once a month. We got a lot of stuff that we'll be announcing. But that prayer circle that I'm supposed to talk about, get in it, use it. Okay, get in it, use it. You can't get benefit from something that you don't use. You know, I tell people in my business educational training, I teach people that you can have information, but without implementation of that information, it's meaningless. You must implement what information you're getting to help you become the person that you're brought back here for. So that's all I got really to say about the prayer circle. All the tools are there. We're all ready to pray for you. We're praying for other people right now. Get in on the miracles and, you know, be actively engaged in giving prayer and receiving prayer. If it's not for yourself, it's for loved ones, it's for friends, it's for the world, whatever. Put your prayer requests in, please.
Mm-hmm. And this is not a religious prayer circle. So right. I did just see that in the comments. Yeah. And it's basically prayer is universal.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful thing to put that energy out into the universe and to receive it back. And when you do it with a whole bunch of people, it just makes it so much more powerful. And what we're working on is bringing everybody together so that we can accelerate ascension and accelerate the good things that come with ascension. And that's what this power portal is going to do for you. And think about who you really are. You know, there's all these tools that are going to be provided that will help you uncover who you really are and what things maybe that habits or things in your world that are not helping you continue up in your frequency. So it's all about frequency and community and going through and walking through this world with love, so that we can be kind with each other, we can be honest with each other, and we can be sovereign. So we're walking into a whole different kind of paradigm, and it's all about freedom and ease and just joy. There's going to be so much more joy in being who you actually are than trying to be something that we've been told we have to be. So this is the end of human slavery, and we're really excited to just kind of bust out of that shell right now.
Yes.
So I'm and super excited.
Before we go to Brother Brad, I want to say something to everybody. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. Mm-hmm. Hear me again. It's not about religion. I've studied almost every religion on the planet thoroughly, ongoing, all scripture. My son will tell you, I've been doing it for decades. It's about relationship. What does the divine creator really want? The relationship, the connection to the divine creator. That's what he wants. So again, this is not, you know, the prayer circle is about, you know, us praying together. It's not about any religion. It's all about the relationship with the divine and calling on our spiritual brothers and sisters, our angels protected, angels of protection, our angels of healing to come in and intercede and help us with what we're going through all together. So I just wanted to say that before you said, go to you.
Yeah, all excellent points. And Jimmy, you know, Nancy was just on the screen and she's a good friend of Honey's and ours and obviously watching. And little echoing this, there's a power and group energy that brings off the charts, frequency and change, exactly what the world needs. And, you know, like cue the Burt Bacharach song, right? What the world needs now is love, sweet love. I can't sing as well at the moment as Tommy Truthful, which stand by because we have our first song for Step Into Your Power brought to you by Tommy Truthful. So you'll hear this toward the end. It's absolutely beautiful. And the video for it is also inside the portal. But you need to look at this and so energies are supportive of all of us to do our part as a sovereign soul, each one of us, in our unique expression of the great omnipresence of divinity. That's a download I received almost 2 years ago, right? The G-O-D, the great omnipresence of divinity. So in the indigenous cultures, the spirit walks I've done in Machu Picchu and Peru and other places around the world, right? It's great spirit, our Pachamama, and all-knowing, all-loving mother and father, all one infinite. And so it's up to us to express that forward. And through the incredible work that Jimmy has put together to ensure that there's this gorgeous platform for free for everybody to join and invite myself and Honey in so that we can share in, once again, specialized knowledge. And it's incredible to see how things are orchestrated with this Trinity, the three of us. Look at this, right? Two divine masculine for the